With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It is a game day extravaganza. Indiana taking on Maryland, but we're not going to talk much about Indiana-Maryland. We're looking ahead, like the players shouldn't, to Indiana-Purdue. But first, we're going to talk about the Colts coaching search. There's some news with the coaching search. The number of teams looking for a coach continues to shorten just a little bit, which is great news for the Indianapolis Colts because it's kind of like playing musical chairs. You got three chairs and a bunch of coach candidates. And I think that the Colts are in a position, like with the draft, if you've got the fourth overall pick, but you like five guys, you're going to get somebody you like. The Colts, with kind of three left, we assume that D'Amico Ryans is going to be hired by the Houston Texans. Colts are going to get themselves a good coach. I hope they get the coach of their dreams. I hope they get the coach that they want. We'll talk about it. We'll also talk about the salary cap and how Chris Ballard needs to be prudent yet aggressive. Can you be both simultaneously? I will give you two wonderful and timely examples of franchises that do exactly that. Like I said, we're going to talk about Indiana and Purdue. We're also going to talk a little bit about Indiana and Maryland. That game tonight on ESPN2 at 9 o'clock. But Indiana-Purdue, you know how big this game is? I'll tell you how big. The Big Ten knows how big it is. And they did something to hype this even a little bit further. Pacers, they signed Miles Turner to an extension. Bit of a lavish extension. I'm trying to wrap my arms around it. I'm trying to look positively at it. And I just can't. Trying, though. Not able to. We'll talk about that, too. This is Breakfast with Kent for Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. Brought to you by the great people at BUSR. Here's the deal with BUSR. If you go to BUSR.com/Kent and you sign up and you deposit within the first 24 hours after you sign up a minimum of $100, you will be eligible to win a free bet in the amount of $1,000 available only to viewers of this show. All right, not just this specific show, but this channel. If you're listening, if you're watching on this channel, you do, as I told you, BUSR.com/Kent, register, deposit a minimum of $100, you have a chance to win a free $1,000 bet. So go do that. Hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button if you like the video. If you don't like the video, don't hit the like button. It's just that easy, but you're going to like the video. So, of course, hit the like button. Hit the bell or ring the bell so that when we post a video or when we go live, you get an alert. How nice is that? And if you want to donate, you donate. Why not? Donating is fun. Donating, it's wonderful to be generous. And I try to be generous. And I'll tell you a way you can be generous. All right? I'll do that. The Dan Dockich thing, the cycles for inner city youth, they got a benefit coming up this Saturday. It's going to be awesome. It's down in Broad Ripple, and it's $100 a ticket, but the money goes to buy bikes for kids. There are bands down there. It's going to be awesome. If you Google Dan Dockich bikes for kids, it'll pop right up. Buy tickets. There are only a couple left. So they're in very, very short supply. All right, let's talk about the Colts coaching search. The Colts coaching search is down to this. All right, we know that Carolina hired Frank Reich, which was great because Frank Reich was the one guy that the Colts didn't want to hire as their head coach because they fired his ass like 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago. They're out. Houston, it looks like they're out. It looks like they're going to hire DeMeco Ryans. That leaves three teams. That leaves the Denver Broncos, the Arizona Cardinals, and the Indianapolis Colts. We know this. The Colts are going to have Brian Callahan come in for a second interview. That is a good thing because Brian Callahan can flat coach. It's in his lineage. You want the next Kyle Shanahan? How much like Callahan's dad, we all know, a great football coach. Callahan becoming a football coach, much in the way that Kyle Shanahan was to Mike Shanahan. So you've got that similarity. At any rate, you've also got the Cardinals going to interview Callahan, Mike Kafka, the OC of the Giants, and Bengals DC, Lou Anarumo, and we'll see who they wind up with. A lot of people really like Lou. They speak very highly of him, people inside the NFL. But he's a defensive coordinator. I want an offensive coordinator. All four of the coaches yesterday, all from the offensive side of the ball. All of the Super Bowl coaches, back to the last time that Belichick coached, back the year in front of that, all come from offensive coaching backgrounds. Hire an offensive coach. It's just that simple. What are we talking about? This isn't brain surgery. This isn't even rocket surgery. This is easy. Hire an offensive coach for the love of God, and let's see if maybe you get lucky and you get the right guy. You get the next McVay. You get the next Shanahan. You know, you get the next Zach Taylor. Let's go. You get the next Brian Daboll. Let's get that guy. Callahan might be that guy. Kafka might be that guy. Hire those guys.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And we'll see what happens with the Eagles. We know Shane Steichen is a guy who is out there too, who's interviewed with the Colts. We'll see if they like him. We'll see if maybe Nick Sirianni doesn't poison Shane against the Indianapolis Colts. Sirianni, we remember, was a little bit salty about his mentor, Frank Reich, being fired by the Colts to the point where when the Eagles came here, he kind of yelled at some fans. He got a little sideways with fans, and that's the way that goes. Callahan, don't blame Callahan for the Bengals not going to the Super Bowl. Callahan was not the cause of that. Joseph Asai was the cause of that, and God bless Joseph Asai because that guy's owned it, and good for him. You screw up, you own it, you move on. Hopefully he's able to do that at some point, and hopefully Bengals fans are able to do it too. What do I remember from 2005? What do you remember from 2005 with the Colts? That game against the Steelers at the RCA Dome. You know what you remember. You remember Nick Harper. Nick Harper couldn't get around a prone-positioned Ben Roethlisberger to take that Jerome Bettis fumble to the house and win that game for the Colts. So who do we blame still, 18 years later? We blame Nick Harper and his fiancée, girlfriend, whatever she was, for stabbing him in the leg the night before the game. You want to know why teams stay in hotels when they're playing at home? They're staying there because of stories like Nick Harper's, where he's having I don't know what kind of a time he's having with this woman, but the woman stabs him in the leg. Put the guys in a hotel, nobody gets stabbed. That's traveling secretary 101 for an NFL team. The salary cap is going to be $224.8 million. That is a lot. $800,000. I remember when the salary cap was like $60 million. Now it's many times more than that. And the Colts have got to figure out a way to be aggressive, yet pragmatic. How do you do that? I'll tell you. Look at the Eagles. The Eagles went with the cheap guy. They went with the 53rd overall pick, Jalen Hurts, as their quarterback instead of the expensive Carson Wentz. What did they wind up with? They wound up with a quarterback who is better than Carson Wentz and a quarterback who is on his rookie contract, so they could throw a little bit of money around and go trade for a guy like A.J. Brown and sign him to a big money deal, a big money extension. That is being frugal yet aggressive. How about the Chiefs? The Chiefs threw a lot of money at Patrick Mahomes because they know exactly how valuable he is, which is name your price, Patrick. We want you to stay. That's how valuable he is. Yet they sent Tyreek Hill packing. They sent him in a trade to the Miami Dolphins. Frugal yet aggressive. That's how you do it. We'll see if the Colts are able to do that, or if the Colts just keep throwing money at their own guys and signing their own guys to extensions, big money extensions, that are not justified by the success or failure of the team. You got guys making a lot of money for the Colts, and they delivered 4-12-1. And you got guys who are going to be calling. Their agents are going to call Chris Ballard and say, hey, you know, I got a guy. My guy, he wants to, hello. You know, that's what should happen. But what is going to happen with some of these guys, and I'll give you two examples. Neither are bad players, and I'm not crapping on either of these guys. But Bobby Okereke and Paris Campbell are scheduled to become free agents. At the right price, it makes sense to keep them. At the wrong price, it's bad business. Somebody is going to pay each of those guys more than the Colts are willing to, in all likelihood. So the Colts should not keep either of those guys. You've got to have a price. And overpaying for mediocrity, and I'm not saying that those players are mediocre. What I'm saying is that the team with those players on it was mediocre, and they were both starters. How many games are you going to lose without Bobby Okereke and Paris Campbell? 13? 14? I don't know. Does it make any difference? You got to draft guys, but you've got to be smart with your money so you can go out and get free agents or make the kind of a deal that the Eagles did that elevated the Eagles to where they are today, because without A.J. Brown, they are not there. And it's just that easy. Last year, they went to the playoffs, kind of backdoored it into the playoffs, and then I think they lost in the wild card round. I'm almost certain they are. But the Colts, if they hold firm and the Colts go after a quarterback in the draft, they're going to have that quarterback for a long time under that rookie contract, and they're going to be able to go out and spend money in other areas to bolster that roster, and that's what they've got to do. It only makes sense. Let's talk about Indiana basketball, what a week it is. Tonight, Indiana plays at Maryland, but we've all got our eyes on Saturday afternoon, 4 o'clock, Simon Scott Assembly Hall, the unanimous number one team in the country. The Purdue Boilermakers visit Bloomington, and I guarantee victory. Indiana is going to win that game. Indiana is going to do something defensively with Zach Edey that nobody else has done, and they're going to be successful at it. You're going to see. It's not going to be hack-a-shack, but they're going to bracket him. They got a guy in front, they got a guy in back. And if Fletcher Lawyer wins that game by hitting a truckload of threes, or Braden Smith hits a bunch of threes, or Ethan Morton, or Mason Gillis, or is it Caleb First, any of those guys, Indiana's going to take their medicine and say, okay, all right, then. You know what? You beat us. They're not going to let Zach Edey beat them. Zach Edey is 7-4, and here's what the Big Ten has done, speaking of Zach Edey. The Big Ten made Trace Jackson Davis and Zach Edey the co-Big Ten Players of the Week. And it's justified. Trace Jackson Davis had a tremendous week. Really, really good week. The 18-10 that he put up this weekend, you know, people are like, hey, 18-10. That's how good he's been. His 18-10 seems mediocre, right? Zach Edey had 38 against Michigan State. Zach, it isn't even fair. You cannot let him catch within 6 feet of the bucket. You just can't. And Indiana's not. They aren't going to let that happen. Because if they do let that happen, they're going to get their ass beat. So they're not going to let that happen. Purdue, they're not one-dimensional, but they're pretty damn close. They have the one dimension you got to stop, and that's the way Bill Belichick coaches. That's the way smart guys coach. What do they want to do? We're going to stop that. If they beat us in a different way, they beat us in a different way. It's just that simple. Tonight, though, Indiana at Maryland. Maryland, a senior-laden team. They've got guys who have been there a long time. And one of those guys is Jameer Young. Jameer Young, the point guard. This is a night that Xavier Johnson is going to be missed, because Xavier Johnson is built to defend a guy like Jameer Young. Jalen Hood-Schifino, by the way, the freshman of the week in the Big Ten for the second time, he's not built to defend him necessarily, and it's going to be a little bit tough for Indiana tonight to get that done. Maryland does what it does because they are defensively tough, and they are old. They've got a bunch of seniors who play. They've got Kevin Willard as a coach. We saw him coach for 12 seasons at Seton Hall. He's really, really good. He knows how to build a game plan, and Maryland is a really tough place to play. They have yet to lose at home in the Big Ten, and they're 5-5. You would rather play them on the road if you could. Indiana doesn't have that choice tonight. They play the Terps at home. Let's hope they win. And then tomorrow night, let's hope that Penn State loses. Micah Shrewsbury can coach, though, man. That Penn State loses to Purdue, because it would just be more fun to beat Purdue's ass coming off a whole bunch of wins in a row. They have that one loss hanging over their heads, that loss to Rutgers. It's got a gall Matt Painter. But this Saturday, they're going to pick up loss at least number two. Pacers signed Miles Turner to an extension. I don't like it. Miles, what have the Pacers done with Miles Turner? How many years is this? He was drafted in 15, so 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 22, 23. This is season number 8. He signed a 2-year extension worth $60 million. 17 of that applies to this year, and the Pacers were way under the cap anyway, so not a bad deal. Not a bad deal moving forward either. $20.5 million next year and the year after. But you can't keep running it back with the same guys and expect a different result. And if you want a championship, Miles Turner is not a part of that formula. That's just not who he is. He's a businessman at heart. So that 17-11-ish or whatever it is, 17-9 that he's putting up this year, you know what? As he is stuffing his pockets with cash, it's likely he's going to revert to the mean. And that's just the way it is. It's not a bad thing. I'm not insulting Miles Turner. Miles Turner's a smart guy. He's a smart businessman. He told me when he signed with the Pacers, a rookie drafted number 11 out of Texas, he said, yeah. I said, what do you want to do in the NBA? He said, I want to make enough money that I can be the CEO of my own company. All right, that's fine. I got no problem with that. He said it out loud. If he said he wanted to win championships and then played like a guy who wanted to be a CEO, you'd get a little bit pissed off at that. I don't like liars, but he didn't lie. He told the truth, and it's been exactly what he is. He's a guy who goes out. Sometimes he plays, sometimes he doesn't, and he's making enough bank to be the CEO of his own company. He's true to his word. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? By the way, we recognize the birth anniversary today of the great Ernie Banks. Mr. Cub would have been 92 years old today. C.G. Fisher IV, great lineage, his family with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Another guy with lineage at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the great Randy Bernard, celebrating a birthday. James Pierce Cavanaugh, happy birthday. Nick Buchholz, the great Jeff Sue. Suey celebrating a birthday. How about that? He was the roommate of the great Carl Haas James, Mark Platy. I'm pretty sure he was the roommate of Mark's. And the great Rick Raffanella. How about that? Kim Hurst, happy birthday. Gary Aletto, the great Fred Jacobs, happy birthday. And the great Dave O'Brien, a wonderful, wonderful morning guy in radio. He used to work with Ed Wank. They had Wank and O'Brien rolling. He did mornings on Hank. Went out to Denver, did great work in radio. A radio pro of the first order is Dave O'Brien. Celebrate like hell if today's your birthday, and if it isn't your birthday, celebrate somebody else. Lift somebody else, all right? And that's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Make somebody feel good today. Try not to make anybody feel bad, but better to make somebody feel really, really good. This afternoon, Inside Indiana Sports Now, I can't wait to talk to you then. WGCLradio.com at 7:07. You hit click to listen in not too long, a few minutes, and there's my radio show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.